Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show.
And welcome to the party. Yeah! Talk about pulling it all together. How are you, beautiful friend? Thank you for being here. I am so grateful to connect with you. And I know that these are crazy times, but I am here for you. And today in particular, I am really, really motivated to talk to you about coronavirus. I want you to be able to boost your immunity. And the second thing that we're going to talk about today is managing your emotions. We are all feeling it. The stress and the pressure is creating anxiety. It's creating in many people, panic. And those emotions have got to be addressed. Now, even though we may be stuck at home for several more weeks, we have to be able to create peace on a daily basis. Because living with the stress response high all of the time, it can impact your immune system, which means it can increase the risk of you getting sick, and it causes burnout, breakdowns, and breakups. When you're under pressure, how do you act? Leave me a comment. How do you act when you're under pressure? When you get stressed, what do you do? For most of us, we choose some sort of coping mechanism. Now, I travel around with a lot of yogis, so our usual coping mechanism is to do some breathing or some yoga or exercise or meditation or mantras or chanting. But even in times like these, the people that I travel around with, the yogis, the healers, the light workers, the shamans, we are also being called to use all of the resilience strategies that we know of to keep our bodies healthy, but also to keep our energy and our vibe high, because people are counting on us as healers and coaches. Our families are certainly counting on us. And we know that we have got to make it through this. And I truly, truly believe we will all make it through this. We will make it through this because we are resilient. We will make it through this because we are coming together just like this. All right. So first and foremost, here's the deal. I'm a medical doctor. I'm an acupuncturist. I've been working in this mind-body medicine world for 20 plus years. And here's one thing that I can tell you for sure. Meditation will absolutely have an impact if you do it. You know, we have this saying, it works if you work it. Meditation has been shown to increase immunity. I'm going to give you some proof of that because I know some of you are little nerds and you like stats like me. But it helps us to impact how we're going to come through this, okay? The reason that I'm really emphasizing dealing with emotions, and I don't hold any sort of judgment. If you're in panic, if you're in fear, if you're in overwhelm, there's no judgment. It's normal. No one has ever dealt with a situation like this in our lifetimes, maybe our grandparents, you know. Even with Ebola, like, you know, there was treatment for that. It was very limited. Now everyone around the world is impacted by this. Pretty much everyone, at least I've talked to. So if you're experiencing strong emotions, self-compassion is important here. And the reason I want to talk to you about facing those emotions and then having a meditative process to release them, to bring peace to the body and brain on a daily basis, is so that your body can recover at night and bring you back up for the next day for another day of living. And We know that our emotional state impacts our immune function. We know this because of this wonderful field called psychoneuroimmunology. Absolutely legit. With psychoneuroimmunology, we know that our psychologic factors, that is your mood, your emotions, they impact the central nervous system, that's your brain and your nerves, and the neuroendocrine system. That means the brain causes this release of hormones and other chemicals. So all of your brain chemistry impacts your hormones, which keeps you energized, which boosts your immunity and your ability to fight infection, right? So we know that in the short term, you're going to have a stress response and you're going to have more of these inflammatory proteins kicking in. That's normal. When we're stressed, the body releases some inflammation type cytokines is what they're called. So that just in case you got a cut or something as you were running from a tiger, your body would be able to kind of fight that off, heal that wound pretty quickly. But the other challenge is that when we have this stress for a prolonged period of time, what we know is that those stress hormones stay up and the immune system goes down. Okay? So we've got to learn how to be present to deal with whatever is challenging us, but we've also got to learn how to modulate our emotional response and not do what so many people do, which is many people will stuff their emotions away, like try to deny it and distract themselves, or they feed their emotions. They try to self-medicate, drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping. And all of that is to be expected, right? In a coping situation, you're going to find whatever you can to try to calm down, because when cortisol, the stress hormone, is high, we feel bad. And so, of course, you're going to look for a way to bring that down. But the challenge is that if you keep doing that, you're not addressing the energy. Emotion is just energy in motion. It needs to travel somewhere. And our feelings are messengers. They're meant to give us information. Now, in this case, the information is pretty clear. We're freaked out. People are worried about their jobs, about how they're going to pay their bills. They're worried if they're going to, like, you know, get in a fight with their spouse because all of this tension of being in one house. So we get that. But we also know that if we keep those emotions high, that's also going to impact the immune system. That's what psychoneuroimmunology is all about. Now, we can measure, like, we have proof. We can measure something called C-reactive protein. This is something that our bodies tend to create when we're in a stressed out situation. It's a marker of inflammation. And so we can see that CRP, the C-reactive protein, goes up. It's, you know, it's fine in a short-term state. It's just a marker of inflammation and stress. But when they stay high too long, we know that it can increase our risk of developing things like osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, diabetes. It lowers our immunity, so we're more likely to get infections. And here's the good news. Even though there's craziness and chaos in the world, you, in the comfort of your own home or hiding in the bathroom, if that's the only place you get privacy right now, you can take control of this body, brain, heart entity that is your beautiful, precious vessel, and you can bring some calm to the situation. And we know that mindfulness activities can help to boost the immune function. They can decrease negative symptoms like anxiety and depression. And in particular, there have been so many studies. I'm just going to cite a couple of them, just so you know, it's not just some woo-woo yogi trying to tell you this. We know from clinical studies that meditation, even guided meditation, it doesn't have to just be you trying to clear your mind. That's not what it's about. Meditation is just about creating focused concentration. And when your mind wanders, as it will, you bring it back to your center point of concentration. The meditation studies have been shown to decrease those pro-inflammatory cytokines. There are proteins that increase inflammation throughout the body. There are proteins that we know are linked to things like inflammatory irritable bowel disease and arthritis and even cardiovascular disease, atherosclerosis. So for all of my doctors and nurses and other nerds out there, we're talking about IL-6, that's interleukin-6, tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-alpha, and even the nuclear factor kappa B. So all of these proteins that get introduced into the body when we're under pressure and stress, it's fine in the short term in case something were to happen, we get cut while we're running through the bush, our ancestors anyway. But in the long term, we know that they impact the immune system. And so when we engage in mindfulness and meditation, like the practice that I'm going to show you again today, you can bring that down. We also know that meditation can increase your antibody response. So for example, there was a lovely study done by Richie Davidson and a team of researchers, and they recruited some individuals to practice meditation for just 8 weeks. And at the end of this study, get this, they volunteered for this, they were consenting, they got injected with the influenza vaccination. Okay. And what they did is after this 8 weeks of meditation, they hooked up their brains with EEG sensors. Some of you have seen me demonstrate that. So they were looking at brainwave patterns and they saw that they had greater left-sided brain activation immediately after their meditation and even when they came back for follow-ups. And in addition to all of this brain activation, and particularly alpha, which helps us to calm down and access the subconscious, they were also shown to have increased antibodies to the influenza vaccine. Now, that's just one study by Richie Davidson. He partnered up with Jon Kabat-Zinn, many of you know, created the mindfulness-based stress reduction. So there is like so much research out there that shows that when you meditate, it's also been true for breathing exercises like pranayama or the yogic breathing. It's also true with doing qigong and transcendental meditation. So there have been a number of studies. If any of you care about it, I will happily send you all of my nerdy research. It's not just one study. We're talking hundreds at this point over the last 30 years. So what does that mean? That means that even if you're listening to a guided meditation for 5 to 8 minutes, if you did that 3 times a day, as many days as you possibly could, you're going to train your brain to create a sense of calm. That's going to lower the stress hormones. It's going to lower your blood pressure. It's going to lower your risk of having all this inflammation going on in the body that's tied to short-term pain in the body as well as long-term disease. And most importantly, with repeated guided meditation or self-meditation, doing a mantra, doing breath work, even doing yoga, if you continue to do this, you will also create a bit of distance so that you can look at these emotions that you're being faced with and you get more of an objective kind of view of them. And it allows you to have perspective where you don't get overwhelmed by it. So rather than eating or drinking or sexing or whatever you do to try to not feel, with this particular meditation that we're going to do together right now, and you can download it for free and do it anytime you want, it's going to help you tune into that part of you that is the silent witness, that is the consciousness, the soul, the awareness that is really you. And the more that you do that, the more that you will find that you develop this type of resilience that we're talking about, the type of resilience that will make sure that you not only survive what we're going through, but you also thrive. Okay, does that sound good to you? So this is called the attunement meditation. Now, the attunement meditation, as I mentioned, is available online. You can watch it for free. Just visit attunementmeditation.com and you can take the first bit of this course. Download all the free guided meditations. We have the Safe Space Relaxation Place, which will help you create your own internal happy place. It's a guided meditation again. So even if you feel like you can't visualize or you can't sit still, all you have to do is listen. It's a less than 10 minutes. That will help you learn how to create this regulation in your mind. But the attunement process is also this five-step process that we're now going to do. And these five steps incorporate all of the best mindfulness, meditation, compassion practice, and positive psychology, all of the things that we know have been clinically proven to impact your brain, impact your physiology, to lower stress, reduce anxiety and depression, and put you into a more resilient state. So we're going to do this together now. If you can, get to a place where you're comfortable. And again, sometimes I've had to just like go to the bathroom, you know, and that's, if that's the only place you can get some privacy, it's totally fine. You get yourself into a safe space. Obviously, don't do this if you're trying to cook or take care of children or anyone else that requires your full attention. And the first step of the attunement process is allow. Allow. So we first take five deep breaths. I'm going to emphasize this. I didn't do it last time. I want to emphasize that you're going to take a deep breath, filling your lungs to capacity. I generally like to hold them for up to 2 seconds and then slowly release. So what the studies have shown with yogic breathing, with this diaphragmatic breathing from the diaphragm, diaphragmatic breathing, what it does is it helps turn on all of these beautiful abilities that we have to lower stress and the relaxation response. But the reason I want you to fill your lungs is because many times when we're stressed, if you've ever just felt yourself, you're probably holding your body in a tense position. And when you're tense, you're not going to get the full expansion of your rib cage to fill your lungs. If you don't take deep breaths and fill your lungs, you end up trapping carbon dioxide in the upper lobes of your lungs. Carbon dioxide tends to depress the brain. And so we feel sluggish. We aren't as creative. We get more snappy and irritable. So we first take five deep, slow breaths. Hold for two. And then slowly release. I highly recommend you make a sound when you exhale. And imagine that as you inhale, you're inhaling peace, you're inhaling relaxation, and as you exhale, you're letting it all go, relaxing the body, releasing the tension, and letting go. In fact, you might even want to repeat, just let go. So you take a deep breath, filling up your lungs, and slowly exhale, release, 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 and let go. So you do that, five deep breaths. That's what's needed to turn on the relaxation response, to start bringing that sense of calm. I recommend you put your hand on your heart because you can literally feel when you take a deep breath, your heart rate speeds up a teeny bit. And as you exhale slowly, it slows down. That's where we create what is called heart rate variability, meaning your heart rate doesn't just go boom, 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 60 beats a minute. There's a little bit of variability, boom, 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 and then slowing and slowing and slowing and slowing. And the reason that that's important is we found that by increasing heart rate variability, it's tied to a whole host of health benefits. So in the first step of the attunement process, you just allow yourself to take five deep breaths, allow yourself to just release, even though the problems are still happening out there. What you're doing is you're allowing yourself, you're giving yourself permission to take care of and nurture yourself in this moment. And that gives a signal to the brain, the primitive part of the brain that's usually in freak out mode. It's telling it, hey, there is no bear. Yes, there are challenges going on in the world, but we are not in immediate danger. And I remind you, even if it's only 5 minutes, you can tell that to the part of you, you know, that inner voice that's like, but we need to do this, we need to do this. Just say, just for 5 minutes, I'm going to allow myself to tune into my body and my breath and release the tension and just be present. And step one, when we allow yourself to also feel in the body if there's any tension, and just breathe into that. Breathe relaxation, breathe energy, breathe light into that part of you. Okay? So we take these five breaths. We allow the body and the mind to do what it's doing without judgment. Not judging yourself as bad because you're taking a break. Not judging your body for being bad because it's got little aches and pains. Not judging your thoughts as bad because you're in panic. All of that is acceptable. If only for 5 minutes, you allow yourself to accept it all. Step two of the attunement process is called attune. You're now going to tune your body. You are a human antenna. Imagine that you can tune yourself to pick up on the waves that are coming from station WLUV. Imagine what it would be like if you could hear and feel the waves of love and compassion coming to you. In this stage, you can imagine that there is a kind, compassionate being. It could be somebody you know, could be your grandmother who's passed away, a parent, a pet, could be the Buddha, Christ, Muhammad. It could be a mystical, it could be an angel or a fairy. But you imagine that there's this compassionate figure. You can also imagine me sending you love and compassion. You imagine that this compassionate figure is sending you the pure wish that you be free from suffering. Just imagine what that would feel like. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Imagine that you're tuning in to that radio station, that TV station of love and compassion, where the messages that come are tender. And that message is saying to you, may you be truly well in body, in mind, and in heart. You can almost imagine what it would be like if you were holding a precious little being and you're just wishing with all of your pure love and intention, saying, oh, may you be well. Imagine that's being directed to you. That's what happens in step two. We attune to the vibration of love and compassion. And rest assured, there is always someone, there is always a being that is radiating love and compassion. There are always people praying for your well-being, for the well-being of this entire planet. So it's there. Just like all of the radio waves and TV waves are here now from your favorite station, if you were able to tune the antenna on your radio receiver or your TV antenna, you'd pick up those stations. Those waves are here, even if you can't see them. The waves of love and compassion are here, even if you can't see them. So we tune in. We imagine that we are receiving these waves of compassion and love that say, may you be truly well. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy. And may you live with peace and grace and ease. Step three of the attunement process is align. And here we get the opportunity to let go of wanting things to be my way. We let go of our own personal fixed agenda. We release, we surrender, and we say, may my mind be guided by the mind of the divine, or may my mind be guided by peace or love. Whatever you can do to surrender and let go, even if it's only for 5 minutes, you just simply say, what if I let go of trying to control things and resist things and allow my mind to be guided by peace? Many times when we're stressed, we get so locked on, we've got tunnel vision, we've got blinders on, we think there's only one way to win or solve or get out of a situation. But the truth is, the universe has infinite possibilities for each and every one of us. And by allowing yourself to open up your mind and allowing yourself to invite peace to be with you, you can actually experience that, even if it's only 5 minutes that you're willing to do it. So we say in step three, I will align my mind with higher consciousness. Step four is to ask for and act on inspiration. This means no busy work, no just doing stuff to fidget or to distract. It's inviting you to say, I know there is a higher mind, there's a deeper purpose, there's greater wisdom. Let me open up to receive. And I will ask for inspiration, and I will only act on inspiration. Are you willing to do that is the question. It takes a little bit of practice, but the more that you're able to do it, you're going to find that things do open up for you. The universe is always sending things to us. And the more that we're able to open and ask for insight and inspiration, the more we will start to see it and recognize it. And now more than ever, we need that. And then step five, all right? So we've taken our five deep breaths. If you're just joining, take some five deep breaths and allow your body to relax, releasing tension. We've tuned in to some compassionate figure, sending us love and compassion and the wish that we be free from suffering and be truly happy. We've given up control and we're surrendering the ego mind and saying, may my mind be guided by a higher mind, higher consciousness. May my mind be guided by peace. And for those few moments that you're willing to let go and surrender, you ask for inspiration. Now, the research shows that if you do this, and obviously I'm talking to you, you can listen to the guided version of this, or you can learn these five steps and do it on your own. Now, you can do this with your eyes open, standing 6 feet away from someone while you're waiting at the pharmacy or whatever. You can go through these five steps. But if you happen to be able to sit down at home, in the car, in your bathroom, and have some privacy, the studies show that we can get into these deeper brainwave states that are known to put us in greater touch with our intuitive nature and healing. We can get into brainwave states that are associated with higher states of consciousness. So you will receive insights and downloads about what to do next. And that's why I recommend you do this a minimum of 3 times a day. And again, it doesn't even have to be long. It could be 5 minutes where you just tune into your breath and your body, you let go. And in step four, we simply say, I will act on inspiration. Because sometimes the best action is no action. I mean, have you ever been in a situation, either a heated argument where you're trying to solve some problem and everyone's disagreeing and you try to push for your way only to find out it wasn't the best way? It created so much more drama and conflict. And so sometimes we need to just take a step back and be willing to simply breathe, let the body and brain calm down, bring ourselves into that state of calm and peace, and we will receive those insights. And there's brainwave correlates. So I mentioned this study that showed that when people were doing pranayama or the yoga breathing, or they were doing mantras with like transcendental meditation, they get to a state where they get into alpha brain waves and they have an increased immune function, which they were literally testing with blood tests. This is not speculation. And getting into that alpha state means you now have a bridge between the busy beta waves, which are associated with our conscious mind. Alpha gives us access to these deeper brainwave states like theta and delta, which eventually tune into our own intuition, and they open us up to the field where you start to know things. There are synchronicities. There are things that happen that you can't really explain why you know, but you know. And all of that comes from practicing this style of meditation. And then finally, we get to stage five. And step five of the attunement meditation is appreciation. I don't know if you've noticed, but all of these start with the letter A. That's just how it was downloaded. So the fifth one is appreciation. And this is where we tune into positive emotion. We don't wait for something good to happen. We choose to generate positive emotion. All of this is going to keep your vibration higher. And again, the psychoneuroimmunology studies show that positive emotion increases our immune system. Like people are more resistant to illness and disease. And so choosing on your own to generate positive emotion, such as gratitude, that's the one we all recommend, but you can also do it with humor. Lately, I finally gave in. My daughter was showing me something on TikTok, and I have completely resisted it because I'm like, no, that one, that social media platform, that's really not for me. I'm too serious. But I finally was watching a couple of them because she was cracking up laughing, and they were kind of funny. So we sort of shared a moment, and I did feel lighter. Does that mean all the problems of the world are gone and solved? Am I still on home quarantine? Yes. But my mood was lighter, which meant I could actually be present with my daughter and not be grumpy and not be just like, argh. And so appreciation, this fifth stage of the attunement meditation process, invites you to look around in your environment for anything that can make you feel happy or grateful, anything that inspires awe, like looking at the clouds, looking at the birds. I was sitting on my terrace and I was just watching the birds, and I'm like, you guys are so lucky. You're just flying free. I can't leave the house without a letter stating where I'm going. And it was just like, I just had a moment just watching these birds gliding through the air, and I took it in. Because so many times, everyone has been saying this on social media. Oh my gosh, how much have we been taking for granted our freedom or the planet? The ability to move around, fresh air, fresh veggies, vegan ice cream. Couldn't get that today on my little excursion. So there's so much that we can be grateful for. And we're not saying that you're going to go into denial and pretend that you don't have bills and that you don't have fear. What we're saying is we're training the brain to bring a sense of calm and give us this broader perspective, so that we're not so reactive, so that we're not just relying on the programming. Because I get it. This is stirring up a lot of fear. This is stirring up programs from the past. You know, depending on where in the world you are now or where you grew up, you may have had parents or grandparents who came through the Depression or the war or other challenging times that made them hoard, justifiably hoarding resources. And it triggers these feelings and these emotions and sometimes shame. And we have got to learn how to be with those human emotions and not deny them and not stuff them away, but to allow that energy to rise, to be met with compassion, to be released, so that we can tune in and ask for insight, like, what do I need to do next? And for many of us, it is just about creating that moment of connection via cyberspace. Like, how much have you taken for granted that you can just call anyone in the world? You know, when I moved to France, I don't think WhatsApp was even around then. Maybe it was, but I wasn't on WhatsApp. But this ability now to talk to anyone around the world without having to punch in codes into your phone and buying phone cards. Like, I know, y'all didn't know I was old enough to remember that. Do you remember that? But how grateful can you be now for someone who takes a few minutes to connect with you? I had a great connection with my dear friend, Dr. Jill Stocker and Helena Philipson. We just had a little Zoom Girls Connect moment, and we've done that before, but wow, was I able to just savor that connection. So in this final stage of the attunement meditation, what can you appreciate? It could just be the fact that you have enough food for today or for this week. Yes, it may be unknown when you're going to get more, but right now, what can you appreciate? Where's the abundance in your life right now? Do you have a bed? Do you have a nice cushion to sit on? Maybe you have a sweet little furry angel that wants to go live and share her love with the world. Like, I'm so grateful for just being able to snuggle up. So what do you have around you that you can appreciate? All right, that's what you want to do. So visit the attunementmeditation.com. You can sign up for the free meditation course. There are videos explaining meditation and the attunement process. You can also download an audio taking you through these five steps. And I will recap them now. Does that work for you? We do it just one more time together without so much talking. And then I will leave you to the rest of your beautiful Monday, okay? She always comes around when it's meditation time because we create something that we call in Qigong and Chinese medicine, we create something called a Qi field. So it's a field of positive energy. When I'm sitting and doing my chanting or my prayers and stuff and my little altar, she always comes and snuggles in because she enjoys being in that Qi field of good energy. All right, my friends, so let's do this together. Let's do these five steps one last time, okay? So we begin. Step one of the attunement process is allow. Allow yourself to get present by taking five deep breaths. Deep, deep, deep inhale, fill your lungs, hold for two. And exhale slowly, release, releasing the tension, let go. Breathing in again, hold and release. And every time you exhale, you release the tension, the anxiety, and the panic. Deep breath again. Hold and release slowly. Breathing in relaxation and exhaling all tension. Where the attention goes, energy flows. So in step one, you allow yourself to tune into the body. And if there's a point of tension or irritability, pain, allow yourself to direct your attention there, your breath there, bring in the light there. Step two is attune. Tune into the vibe of love. Imagine a compassionate figure who sends you waves of love and positivity from their heart. And once you're full, you can also send those waves out to other people that are suffering. For those of you who can't visit your loved ones or your parents because they're in a retirement home or some sort of assisted care facility, from your heart, you send out waves of compassion saying, may you be truly well in body, mind, and heart. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be happy and live with ease. You can also tune in to the pure, pure wishes and the compassion that says, oh, honey, I am so sorry that you're struggling with this. I'm praying for you. I'm sending you love. And just imagine that you can really receive that. Step 3, align your mind with a higher mind, divine mind, peace, or love. This is when you surrender, let go of your way, and say, not my will, but thy will be done. May my mind be guided by peace. And from that open-minded place, we go to step 4, which is inspired action. We ask for inspiration, and we only act on inspiration. No reflexive, autonomic, autopilot. We ask for inspiration, and we expect that we will receive it. Why? I had a beautiful conversation earlier with Nick Haynes from the 5 Institute, and I'll share the link. He has a whole webinar on conscious questions. Instead of the questions we ask, like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? This is so screwed up. You ask, why am I so resilient? Why is it good for me to remember that I'm going to get through this? That's when we ask for that insight and inspiration. And then finally, step 5, appreciation. Look at your life, look at your immediate surroundings, and what can you actually appreciate and be grateful for? There's got to be at least one thing. Could be just good Wi-Fi connection. Allow yourself to soak it up. Could be the comfy cushion you're sitting on or the blanket wrapped around you. Allow yourself to feel that. So just to wrap things up, the reason that we are encouraging you to take up a meditation practice several times a day is because right now, while we're in the midst of this stressful situation, we've got to bring calm to the body and the brain so that we can avoid ending up with post-traumatic stress disorder, and we can increase the likelihood of us developing resilience and developing what we call post-traumatic growth. It's completely possible. You're wired for it. It's in your DNA. You were born resilient. And by engaging in breath work, yoga, meditation, mindfulness, and even journaling, our life writing programs, all of them help you to release the stress, to tune in. And as I shared with some of the studies that I mentioned at the beginning of this session, there's legitimate proof that shows that with mindfulness and meditation practice, breath work, yoga, qigong, you can boost your immune system. You can decrease the likelihood of ending up with chronic illness after a challenging traumatic experience like what we're going through. So thank you so very much for tuning in. You can get this on replay. You can visit attunementmeditation.com and register for the free course, download, share it with anyone who needs to reduce their stress. Because right now, we've got to face these emotions instead of feeding them, and we've got to face them instead of stuffing them away, because we know that the risk of this leading to addiction, eating disorders, suicide, and even domestic violence, all of that is on the rise because people are so scared and uncertain. But the more that you're able to raise your vibration and model for other people, it's going to be something that truly can create this ripple effect of peace. Okay? So thank you, dear ones. Thank you for being with me. I will continue to come on and share with you live so that together we will rise again, because we are resilient. You have it in you. I have it in me. Resilience muscles just need a little strengthening. So if you can, practice this meditation morning, noon, and evening, or more often if you need it, and you will find that there are some miracles available to you. And remember, no matter how crazy it is, even though you don't know what's coming next, you're on this planet for a reason. You are. And I know that you are a gift to this world. So please, my friend, share your presence with passion. Much love. Thank you all for being here. I so appreciate you. And I'll see you the next time we go live.
Listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.